As we do this next meditation, I'd like to suggest that you make ease a theme through the meditation, that you see, look for where there's ease and meditate with ease. And so to begin this process, giving some care to your posture. And even if you've been sitting for a little while now, you might scan through your body and see if there are small adjustments you can make that would allow your body to be a little bit more alert, but also letting your body have some ease to it. Both ease and alert. And to perhaps as you exhale, in some inner way, maybe you can set your body at ease. To be at ease with your body. Be easy with your body. Perhaps easing up on whatever is happening in your body. To hold it with ease. And whatever is happening in your heart or with your emotions, maybe you can be easy with that. To ease up, be easy with whatever is happening in your heart. And in your mind, whatever your concerns are, whatever your preoccupations and thoughts, whatever going on in your mind, perhaps you can be easy with that. To ease up on the mind. Be at ease. Be easy with how you are in your mind. And then to lower your attention into your body breathing. And is there some way that you can feel a little bit of ease with breathing? Is there some ease you can find in a corner of your breathing? Perhaps easing up on how your breathing is. Being easy with the nature of your breath right now, your breathing right now. And the idea is to be mindful. To have clear recognition of what's happening with as you breathe or as you sit here. To be aware. But perhaps your awareness too can have a sense of ease to it. To be easy with breathing. To ease up with mindfulness. To be easy with the mind. And with some sense of ease, being easy and not pushing or striving, to also have a dedication, if it works for you, a devotion to the present moment experience. If time is a river, it's a river that's constantly flowing into and through the present moment, the very place that you're sitting. Have a devotion, dedication to being present for things that arise and pass, for being with your experience, with ease, easing up, easing into. Being at ease with whatever is happening, even what's happening is difficult. If the idea of being at ease can remain as a reference point, then you can ask yourself the question, is there anything that's worth sacrificing that ease? To the degree to which you have some ease now, compared to how you could be at other times in your life, if you find yourself now at the end of a sitting losing that ease, it might be a good time to ask, is it really worth it? Is it really the higher need, the best you could do, is to sacrifice the ease for something else? Or can you hear the bell to end this sitting? Can we have our little time for Dharmet and then time for the break or lunch? And can you stay close to the ease? Can ease be a teacher for you, teaching you what is possible?